Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Rich Sheban needed today to spend some time with his animals and be on the farm. So he called in, gave me plenty of notice. So Rich will be back next Monday. I'm sorry, next Tuesday. Dr. Sheely will be back next Monday. And Kathy, you decided to call in. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
Real well, Kathy. And I wanted to let our class know that SaveGCN.com is back up. And it took a hiatus because the website that backs up Save GCN, a third party, was down. And so it's back up. So if you'd like to participate and help GCN keep free speech alive and well, that would be wonderful. So you can go to SaveGCN.com. And you can click on, you can give, you can share, and you can pray. And you can get updates at that site. So I want to thank Razor John, Dave Harris, David Baltazar, anonymous donor Jacob Galley, and anonymous donor John McFall, David versus Goliath, anonymous donor, and many, many more for helping us stay alive and on the air. Now, none of this money goes to Vincent Finelli or USA Prepares. It goes to the defense of GCN, who is involved in legal actions that involve your right to have free speech. And I'm trying to think of something that's going right lately, and frankly, I can't think of that. So there's one thing that I wanted to share with you today. Actually, I have a whole list of things that I want to share. These are tips from the book. And years ago, back in the 1980s, I was a landlord. And I had a really mean boss. And I wanted a way out. I loved the company, but the boss was just really, really difficult. And I got beat up every day, you know. It's I'd be called in the office, Vinny, I want you to go left, and you just keep going left until I tell you to stop. And I go, okay. I'd go left. Next day, he'd call me in. He'd say, Vinny, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm going left, just like you said. And he'd say, I told you to go right. I'd get beat up. It was like every day or every other day. It was miserable. And so I learned that I could become a landlord and buy real estate with no money down, but I didn't do that. I bought it with 10% down. And I became a landlord. And I'd buy a single family row house. They call them townhouses. And I'd fix them up and take out the plaster, put in windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, new flooring in the kitchen, you know, fix the plumbing, heating, roof, all those things, and then rent it out. And what I noticed, this was in a city on the East Coast, what I noticed was a couple would on the day of the open house to show the place, a couple, two or three would show up and they'd say, you know, we'd really like to rent it. A guy and a gal, kind of a couple. And they seemed to have the money. I'd check out the references and it would be good. Next thing I know, you know, checking on them next day and a week later, there'd be another couple there. And then in a three-bedroom townhouse, there would be three couples. And what they did was very foreign to me at that time, but it's not anymore. At that time, they would take a padlock and they would take a strap hinge type lock that you push the lock through. And they would mount that on the door and the door jamb from the outside about 6 feet tall, maybe seven, six and a half, near the top of the door. And the reason they did that was because they had roommates they didn't trust. Now, I want you to think about that. And the reason I'm telling you this is that's where we're headed. We are headed to a time where you might not be able to trust people living in your house. I'm talking about you might not be able to trust family members that come to visit you. You might not be able to trust your friends. And you might have heard me say over the years that I had a dear friend who lived in another state, and he would come to visit whenever he felt like it. And one day he asked me why I have locks on the inside of some of the doors of my house. And I told him it's because he was here. And I wasn't kidding, because one day he told me when I wasn't home and no one was home, he decided he was going to stay by himself. And he went in the basement, he looked in the closets, he looked in the cupboards, he took a tour. Something that people just generally don't do. So when he asked me how come I had locks, now how would he know that I had locks? Now, I didn't have those kind of locks. I had exterior doorknob-type locks and deadbolts. But he had to try the doors to know that they were locked. And he wanted to know why he couldn't go wherever he felt like going in my house. What I'm trying to tell you is I know of several circumstances where people have been looted from people they trusted. So what I'm telling you is, please consider the fact that the people that you trust, as we go farther down this road, as there are fewer and fewer jobs, as people lose their jobs, as people start moving in with you, family members, because they've lost their house or their apartment, or their roommate moved out, and they have no way of paying the whole freight for the apartment, so they lose the apartment. Then they come back home, or they move in with their uncle or their aunt or their grandmother or their brother or their sister or their dear friends. That person may need some money to live, and that person may sell your items on the internet. So if you think I'm kidding, I absolutely am not kidding. And you kind of wonder where some of this stuff comes from. Now, I'm pretty sure that the things that are donated to Goodwill are probably not stolen and then given away to Goodwill. I think they're sold at flea markets. I think they're sold on the internet, you know, like eBay and places like that. Kathy, any comments?
Yeah, Vince, I agree. I think you do have to be careful. I know of a situation where a lady was trying to be nice to her nephew and their family, and she had like a garage apartment, and she said they asked if they could stay 1 week, and she said yes, and they moved in, and they stayed for months, and then they cleaned her out in her home. She was an older lady, and they did. They wouldn't leave, and one day she came, and all of her valuables were gone.
And that is the tip of the iceberg, class. And this is because we are living in a society that has been taught by Hollywood and taught by Hollywood how crimes are so easy to commit and how the bad guys get away with whatever they're getting away with. When I was growing up, you'd watch a television show with George Reeves, Superman, and the bad guys always got caught and got punished. There was Joe Friday, and he was a detective. And he and his partner, another detective, would go out and solve crimes. And the bad guys got punished. They went to prison. That's the kind of morals that we were taught by Hollywood back in the 1950s and the 1960s. Lately, it's not like that. Lately, crime pays, and people think that rap artists are just, they walk on water, and they flaunt their wealth that I can't believe they have. You know, we pay ball players many, many, many times more than the President of the United States. Now, I'm not saying whether the current guy is a good guy or not. I'm just saying ball players make way more than $400,000 a year. And they just throw a ball around, and people think they're great. And they can fill up a stadium, and 65,000 people can show up and pay enormous prices for tickets and wear jackets with animals on them. You know, like lions and bears and cardinals. And these guys are just throwing a ball around. You know, they wear costumes, and people think they're great, and they're heroes, and they're just ball players. And when it's all said and done, when you go to one of those games, or you watch it on the big screen, what have you accomplished? Literally, what have you accomplished? I was talking to some friends, and you know, they were watching the Super Bowl. I was out taking care of cows. I actually accomplished something. So I just wanted to share with you that times are getting tougher, and this is just the beginning. I actually believe that it's going to get much, much, much worse. Free speech is under attack. And if you think about it, what's the next amendment to the U.S. Constitution? That'd be the Second Amendment. That's the right to bear arms. So the First Amendment is backed up by the Second Amendment. And I hope we don't have to get to the point where the Second Amendment becomes a daily topic about how it's being deployed all over the country. There'll be lead flying everywhere. So the First Amendment, we need that. We need the First Amendment. You know, I was thinking about the commercial I did for GC, and I have another commercial. It's in my mind. I haven't done it yet. But it's something like this. In 1941, December 7th, 1941, the Japanese attacked the United States of America. They destroyed most of our Pacific naval fleet. That was a declaration of war by their actions. 3 or 4 days later, Germany, Adolf Hitler and company, decided they were going to join in the fray, and they declared war on the United States. Now, what was it that made the United States able to defeat Germany across the ocean and Japan across the ocean? How were we able to do that? We were able to do that because of free speech, believe it or not, in many ways. Because free speech allows us to communicate with each other. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, World War II, it's my belief that one of the advantages that we as Americans had was to help us build the products, the inventions necessary for us to win World War II on two fronts, which is darn near impossible, right? Was our language, our free speech, the way that we had the free and open expression of ideas and opinions. Well, let me give you an example. Back in the 1950s, I remember someone looking at a car, and I was very young in the 1950s, right? Less than 10 years old. And one of my boyfriends, and a boyfriend is a boy who's a friend, not... doesn't mean gay to me. It means, and I still use the term boyfriends. Doesn't mean gay to me. But one of my boyfriends saw a car going down the road, the street, and he said, "Look at that hot car." Now, a hot car is the same thing as a cool car, which is the same thing as a nice car, which is the same thing as an awesome car, which is the same thing as a wonderful car. Okay? A hot car doesn't mean you need air conditioning. A cool car doesn't mean you need to turn the heater on. Our language is colorful, and because of the way we use it and the way we have so many words to express things, we can be more creative than with a language that is really rigid and precise and controlled and don't speak until spoken to, right? That's why Americans, in my opinion, had an advantage to help us win World War II. And that's why free speech is so important. You know, you should be able to criticize the president. You should be able to criticize Congress. You should be able to criticize the boss. And that doesn't mean beat up the boss or the president, you know, with language. What that means is you should be able to criticize them. But if you want to, you should be able to. And when someone serves public office, you should be able to criticize them pretty much any way you want, except in a threatening manner. Now, if you want to criticize your boss and you say, you know, mean, nasty things about him, you're probably going to get fired. But I think you have the right to do that. But you don't have a right to threaten him or her. Kathy, any comments about our language in World War II and free speech?
Well, that's being censored so bad right now that I just wonder how bad it's going to be in a year or two. I mean, look at all the people who have been taken off of Twitter and YouTube and Facebook and just shut down or slandered or sued. You should be able to do that. It should be able to be both the conservative type people, as even though I don't like it, the people that aren't, that are maybe nasty or, you know, just have some really bad ideas.
Yeah. And I agree. And you know, we have almost free speech here at USA Prepares. Now, I'm not talking about GCN per se. I'm talking about within GCN, USA Prepares. And I am willing to tolerate and allow and encourage speech that, you know, free speech, except for profanity, which I won't tolerate. And except for saying that COVID is fake, fraud, and to use the term that others use, BS, because it's dangerous and it can kill you. So I'm not willing to allow those things. And I do demand that we treat each other and the class, who happens to be, you know, listening on the other side of the speaker, that we treat them with respect. And they treat us with respect. And by doing all that, everything's good. And we can have a free and open exchange of ideas and opinions. And class, believe it or not, there are radio networks, if you will, that ban people from calling. Do you know that at USA Prepares, we have never banned a single person? We allow free speech for the most part, except for when it can hurt someone. You know, free speech is, you can say a lot of things, but you can't yell fire in a crowded theater because that can get people hurt, trampled. So I wouldn't allow that. So free speech ends with endangering others with your speech. Okay? So we need to protect free speech. And sometimes people call and I disagree with them and I let them say what they're going to say, and then comes my rebuttal or one of our instructors' rebuttals. But we've never had to ban anyone. Imagine that. Others do.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia continues to posture against their Ukrainian neighbor, U.S. and U.K. leaders have said not all hope is lost for a diplomatic solution to the crisis, but warn the situation remains fragile. In a 40-minute phone call, President Biden and Prime Minister Johnson agreed a deal was still possible despite warnings of imminent Russian military action. Russia's foreign minister said yesterday diplomacy was far from exhausted. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe on new revelations in the John Durham investigation. The probe has uncovered evidence that Hillary Clinton's campaign paid to have Trump campaign servers and then the presidential servers spied upon.
I would expect there to be, quite a few more indictments. I think this conspiracy, and I do think there was a criminal conspiracy, is broad and deep.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Biden administration has an invasion taking place at our southern border, so says Montana Republican Representative Matt Rosendale on Newsmax, who is sponsoring legislation calling for a focus on U.S. borders.
And we've demonstrated over the last 12 months that the leadership in the White House is too weak to pursue the economic sanctions and keep them in place that should have been done. So when we start hearing conversations of the direction of this not changing over the last couple of weeks, the direction of this hasn't changed for the last 12 months. That is why it's so critically important that I introduced the Secure America's Borders First Act just last week to say, if we are so concerned about the borders of a country several thousand miles away, when our own southern border has an invasion taking place, sure, we've got our priorities mixed up.
Congressman Rosendale says we have no obligation to Ukraine.
I think that we need to secure our southern border first. We have no moral or legal obligation to insert American soldiers or treasure into Ukraine, a country that most people would have a difficult time finding on a map. 2 years ago, all we have heard is how corrupt Ukraine is. The entire world has been using them as a laundromat to clean their dirty money and then send it back out again to dirty politicians. And we do not have any moral or legal obligation to insert American troops or treasure into that country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Last day.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So we're talking about free speech, and one of the things that I'd like to bring to the table is that about 10 years of USA Prepares classes have been thrown off YouTube because we violated YouTube's policies. And evidently, they're a moving target, meaning the policies keep changing. So one thing that they didn't like was the discussing the election. And Rich Sheehan was absolutely right with his facts. And we got thrown off anyway. The other thing was COVID. And we got thrown off. So we got warned, and then we were thrown off. Ultimately, we had two strikes, and then Mike Rivero was able to deliver the third strike and got us and him thrown off YouTube. So freedom of speech, there's not as much freedom of speech as you would think. Big tech is controlling our lives. And so one way that they've impacted us at USA Prepares is they threw us off YouTube. And so I had to rebuild with BitChute. They impacted Ron Gibson. They impacted us and others. So here's what I used to do. I used to, and we get disconnected while we're on the air. You know, I'd look at the screen and I could see the bits going across, and I could see the bit rate, you know, the frames, and I could see all that. And then I could see when we were disconnected, and I could see the delay, you know, between us and GCN. I could see whether it was a half a second, a quarter of a second, 2 seconds, and I would act accordingly. And then I could see when we were disconnected. What I used to do is, during the day, I'd write myself an email. And I would say, I want to talk about A, B, C. And then later on, I'd say D and E. And then later on, F, G, H, I, and, you know, et cetera. And then I would send myself that email the night before. And I guess some of those topics were sensitive. And I believe that there's a correlation between some of the topics that I discussed with our instructors on air and getting knocked off the air. All of a sudden, I would start talking about something and bang, I get knocked off the air. And, you know, it all makes sense. It all makes sense because if you add to this discussion what we talked about yesterday with the Intel Management Engine, they can read your files. They can read your emails. They can read your passwords. They can see what you're doing. And the Intel Management Engine is embedded in almost all of the processors, at least from 2011, as reported on the Internet. So there has been this capability of monitoring every Intel processor's, every computer that is powered by Intel, with their, you know, since 2011 processors. And you can't stop it. It's not like you can get some AVG software or Norton software or strengthen your firewall. The only thing you can do, literally, is unplug your computer. But I don't think that applies to unplugging your notebook or laptop computer because they have batteries. And the battery keeps those things running. Captain John Reagan talked about this years ago. It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true, and it's frightening because hundreds and hundreds of millions of computers are out there, and they are all communicating with we don't know who. The only thing you can do is literally not have Wi-Fi and not have your computer connected and make sure your neighbor doesn't have Wi-Fi, that your computer with its wireless hardware can find. Imagine that. Imagine you thinking that your computer is safe and you've got it in your study or your den or your library or your office or your living room or your kitchen, and your computer's communicating and sending your information out through Wi-Fi through your window, through your neighbor's window, to the other side of their house, and out to the Internet. So if you're wondering why you get ads and disconnects, I think we figured it out. Everything we do is being spied upon. And even if you are secure in your electronics, you may pick up the phone and call your buddy or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your parents, and they may have a digital assistant in their kitchen. And you're on the speakerphone, and everything that you say now goes out through their electronics. Because all of that information is listened to 24/7. Echo, Alexa, etc. because how else would it work? It has to listen for you to say, yo, turn on the lights, lock the front door, etc. Turn the heat a little warmer. So it has to be on 24 hours a day in order to hear you. And there are people who think this is great. I don't. So we're going to have more about this. And what I don't know at this point is about Apple and whether the Apple computers have the same technology as the Microsoft Windows-based or Linux-based computers. And if that's not bad enough, the servers, the cloud servers, the information servers, the database servers, the servers that handle your online purchases through all of these big box stores, and the web servers, and the power plant servers, and the power plant computers, and the national defense computers, and the state government computers, and the police computers. I mean, I guess we could talk about the list for days. Pretty much every one of those has an Intel processor or an AMD processor. And my research tells me that they all have the capability of bypassing the firewall, turning on your microphone, turning on your camera, while you think the computer's off. So you've got a computer in your bedroom and it's off, and it's not off unless you unplug it. And if it's a notebook, I don't think it's off at all, no matter what you do, unless the battery's dead. Kathy, this is really frightening. Do you have any comments?
It is frightening. That was what I was just going to say. It makes me really be careful how I even send an email, because it could be taken the wrong way. Or even if you said something that was true, if they didn't like it, once you send an email, it's there. And Vince, you know, you said something about your neighbors. How far away would you have to be away from your neighbors if they had Wi-Fi?
Well, if I can tell you this, that I was visiting someone on the East Coast, and they live in a neighborhood where each person has about a third to a half of an acre. And I was visiting, this was many, many years ago, before the genocide, and I brought with me a small notebook computer and a Ethernet cable and a microphone mixer and a microphone. I was going to broadcast from the kitchen table where I was visiting. And I turned on the computer, and I turned on Wi-Fi. And I saw probably three or four houses other than the house I was staying at. And so I can tell you that, you know, with a third of an acre to a half an acre, you can see the Wi-Fi signal from across the street and both sides. And, you know, all the houses would probably connect to your property if you have a half an acre or a third of an acre. And then I took that notebook computer to an office building where I was waiting in the lobby. I was like the driver. I drove this person to a meeting. And Mrs. Finelli and I were in the lobby, and I thought, well, I can still get some work done. I don't want to use Wi-Fi, but I guess I could. And to prepare for the broadcast and, you know, check the news. And so I turned on the little notebook computer, and I found, I think, 19 different Wi-Fi routers that if I had the passwords, I could access in this building. 19. So we are not only is it almost everywhere, but there's a lot of it, and we're bathing. If you live in a city, you're bathing in electromagnetic radiation that's dangerous. So, microwave frequencies, dangerous stuff. And you can't see it. And did I think when I was sitting in that lobby that there were 19 of these Wi-Fi routers? Did I think that? I had no idea, but I didn't think there were 19 of them. So these are the kind of things that, let's say you go into one of those buildings and you're on the third or fourth or eighth floor, and they have different office suites, you know, on each floor. So you're picking up the Wi-Fi signals from all the routers, etc., on that floor, and then probably the floor above and below, and if you're near a window, from the offices in the buildings across the street and around the block. No kidding. It's really bad stuff. And now we've got the 5G rollout, which is going to put them every couple hundred feet. You know, and there's another piece to this, Kathy, in class. So there's a guy in the Garden State, New Jersey, and he was on the run from the police. And I mentioned this before. And he happened to be driving a relatively new Cadillac Escalade, and the police were in pursuit. So there's a license plate on that car, that SUV. The police can radio in and say, I've got license plate ABC123, and we're in pursuit, and we want to stay back, and we don't want to have a 100-mile-an-hour pursuit. We want to keep this relatively calm, and we don't want the guy to know that we're in pursuit. So, who is it? And can you call OnStar, the satellite communications system between the General Motors vehicles and the customer? Can you call, and we're the police, and have them disable that vehicle? And that's what they did. The vehicle was disabled a little bit at a time, shutting down engine horsepower. So the car was running okay, and then it kind of stumbled a little bit. It seemed like an engine problem. And then as the vehicle went further down the road, a little more engine problems. Pretty soon the engine just quit. And the guy who was driving the vehicle, who was on the run from the police, was photographed kneeling in the middle of the road with his hands up in the air. He was arrested. This is the kind of technology that we have allowed. Now, even if you don't want the OnStar, even if you don't sign up for OnStar and pay the whatever it is per month fee, maybe $19.95, I don't know what it is, I don't have it. But even if you don't sign up for it, your vehicle still communicates. Now, how do I know? Because we bought a Chevy SUV, an old one, and we're going to fix it up. And it was around 20 years old, almost 20 years old. And I was standing in the yard. We just got it off the trailer, and I was going to move it. And I got in it, closed the door, and the door locked behind me, and I couldn't get in it. So I called the dealer, and I called OnStar. I'll tell you what they said when we come back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, class. So we've been talking about how we're being spied on in every way you can think of. And then, of course, people are encouraged to say, to click pictures of themselves and put them on, you know, Facebook. Look at me, look at me, look at me smile. Look at me at the concert. Look at me on the bridge. Look at my dog smile. Look at me and my dog. And so all those pictures have metadata, and it's imprinted with the picture where the picture was taken. So that gives the facial recognition databases, you know, a great starting point. So they've got who we are, where we shop, what we buy, what we say, what we think, what we search for. And big tech, Intel, Facebook, Apple, Verizon, Microsoft, they're all in on it. They're all in on it. And then you have people who are just part of the GDP that you may know, and you may call them, and now you are communicating your information. So here's what happened with this car, this little SUV. So I closed the door, walked away, and all of a sudden I heard all these clicks. The door's all locked. And the key was in the car. Now, I didn't realize that the car would lock itself. And this particular model of GM SUV, it's a little SUV, is prone to this. So I called OnStar, and they said, is there a person or an animal trapped in the car? And I told them the truth. I said, no. Then they told me they couldn't help me. Now think about what that just meant. That meant that if a senior citizen were trapped in the car and it was hot outside and they were going to, you know, suffocate, they would have sent the signal to unlock the car and I could have opened it. Or if there was an animal trapped in the car. But they wouldn't, because I told them the truth. So they said, call this number. So I called this number, and the guy said, well, he'd come out for $75 and he would try to get in the car. I called the dealer and I said, don't you have like a a key fob or something? You can push the button and unlock it. No, you got to bring it here. I said, oh, okay, so just bring the car over to you and you can unlock the door? They said, yeah. I said, how am I going to do that? How am I going to get the car to you? I can't get in the car. And I was so frustrated with the dealer. And I was talking to this, you know, service department. I said, I'll tell you what, I got it all figured out. I'm just going to bash the front window in. I'll get in. Don't worry about it. Of course, I was kidding. I was able to pry the door open. It took two of us, one person prying the top edge of the door, another person with a coat hanger. It took about an hour, you know, to unlock that door. But we did it. But what I'm telling you is, you're being watched. I was with another broadcaster in Illinois. And he spilled a cup of coffee in my Mercedes, a 2000 Mercedes E430, a mid-sized Mercedes. Spilled a cup of coffee down the console. And the console, at the bottom of the console, is a transmission control computer. And the transmission control computer made the car think it was being stolen. It went crazy. The lights were flashing. The horn was blowing. The car was, you wouldn't run. So I called, you know, the 800 Mercedes number. And I said, so here's the problem. I said, oh, where are you? I said, I don't know. I'm in Illinois. I said, you're at the intersection of Corvette Lane and something else. They knew where I was. Because this 2000 Mercedes has this Mercedes SOS system, which is like OnStar. They knew where I was. And they said, you're not going to be able to fix this. You're going to have the vehicle towed. And I said, how much is that going to cost? And they said, well, you know, parts and labor, about $2,000. So I took the transmission control computer out, got some dishwashing detergent and a little brush, like a toothbrush, and I washed the coffee off it, used a hairdryer, dried it off, put the circuit board back in the transmission control computer, and it worked. So all I'm trying to tell you is, it's way worse than you think. Whatever the spying you think is going on, it's worse than that. You go to Netflix, and they say, you know, and you say your name is Mary, and you bring up Netflix and on your TV, and it says there's a special selection just for Mary based on what you watch. They know what you watch, and they know what's in that same genre. So if you watch, I'll just make something, horror films. They'll have special selection of horror films just for you. If you like documentaries, they'll find that for you, etc. Kathy?
You know, Vince, it's really scary, but I guess I was listening to you, and you were talking about the two things with the cars. And, I mean, it just came to my mind that you fixed both of them, and both of them, they said, you couldn't be done. And that just leads me to believe that if they said that, then, and you did it, then how many other things have they lied to us about that you can do yourself?
Well, it wasn't easy. I mean, there was a gal, you know, a young gal at the end of the phone at Mercedes, and, you know, she didn't realize that I knew what a screwdriver was and, you know, which way to turn it. But, you know, I took the transmission control computer module out, took it apart, and then washed it. And, you know, I guess most people wouldn't do that. So she was thinking that, you know, I'd have to buy a new module and have it reprogrammed to the car, etc. But you're right. You're right. How many, what are they lying to us about? Intel didn't tell us how they were spying on every single microprocessor, you know, in every computer. They didn't tell us they were doing that. They talked about the advantages of it, but they didn't tell us what it could be used for completely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.